Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet and digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name's Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, November 6th, 2013, and we've got a ton of good stuff to talk about today. As ever, I just want to start off by saying thanks so much for tuning in. I think it's just great that you continue to support the show every single week. So that's really, really nice of you to be here and really nice of you to tune in and listen to what we have to say. So thanks very much for that. I want to start off by taking a look at something we talked about last week. Last week, we did a real in-depth look at the trends that sort of have shaped 2013, particularly because of a Forrester report that said, don't dedicate a paid ad budget for Facebook. In the show notes, I'll have links to last week's episode as well as the Business Insider article about that Forrester report. But one of the things that I talked about last week was that what these marketers who the Forrester report surveyed said was that social wasn't a good use. They weren't getting good value out of social for marketing their business. And I suspect that's true. However, I want you to look at something when you get a chance. I'm going to embed in the show notes at timpeter.com/podcast. I'm going to embed a video, and it's actually something done by Skype that talks about a friendship between two young women, one in, I think it was Indiana, and one in Australia. And I really encourage you to go to show notes and check it out, or just go to YouTube and do a search for Born Friends Skype, and take a minute and watch this incredible video. Now look, I get that this was shot by professional videographers and it was shot on behalf of a brand. I totally get that. At the same time, if you can watch this and keep a dry eye, you are a less emotional person than I am. You're able to keep yourself in check a little bit more than me. And it really speaks to what social is all about. You know, I have said for a long time that Facebook is not the world's largest social network. Contrary to what everybody believes, contrary to what all the numbers would tell you when we look at them, Facebook is not the world's largest social network. The internet is. Now, that might seem like I'm cheating, but I'm really not, because, and this gets to the point of the challenges that many marketers are having with social, is that your customers are going to use the web or the net in all its forms, whether it's video chat, whether it's email, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, all of those things to connect with the people whom they want to connect with, who they want to connect with. And very often, it is not brands. Now, I've been talking about this for a long time. I did a talk last fall called The Truth, How the Social Local Mobile Web Affects Sales Online and Offline. And I will also embed that in the show notes so you can check it out. But one of the things that is very clear in that presentation, one of the things that I've talked about a lot, is how people use the internet and why they choose to use it for what they choose to use it for. You know, LA, the city of Los Angeles, is going to put gigabit Ethernet in homes and businesses throughout the entire city of Los Angeles. It will be bigger than Google Fiber. We're finding that YouTube is getting closer to Facebook in terms of the traffic it gets, because people are changing the ways they use the web. They are changing the ways they use the net, and they will continue to for some time. But they always come back to using the net and using the web to connect with the people they care about. And I think that's one of the reasons that video is so compelling, is because it's really a story about two people who care about one another, even though, and let me give a little background. I probably should have started with this, but in this video, it's about two young women who were each born with a fairly rare medical condition that caused them to be born with an arm. Their one arm did not have a hand on it and did not reach its full length. And it's a pretty rare condition. And yet these two young women, these two girls, really, who've known each other for almost ever since they were born, have used Skype and, by definition, the internet to connect with one another since they were children. And it's just an extraordinary story of the power of the web. It's an extraordinary story of the power of the internet. And then it's an extraordinary story about the power of human connection. Here were two girls, two young women who had never met in person, right? They'd met online, but they'd never met in person. And yet here they were, each other's very best friends, because they were the only people they'd ever known who could understand what they went through, what they lived through on a day-in, day-out basis. And the reason that brands struggle with social on the internet is because they don't have that same connection as these two young women would. You know, no one can watch this video and say, I don't get it, right? I mean, people have talked for Twitter, right? Twitter's about to go public. And people have talked about Twitter for a long time and said, I don't get it. I don't get the point. Yet you can't watch this video and say, I don't get it. It's just not possible, because it's instantly clear why people connect with these, with this story, and why these two young women connect with one another. And the reason that the brands struggle with that is because the reason brands struggle is because they fail to connect with their customers on a human level, on a personal level. At its core, just like I said in that presentation that I was just talking about, at its core, social is people. And if you're not interested in having a dialogue with people, then social isn't going to work for you. Too often marketers, too often advertisers, too often brands want to talk at people. They want to communicate a message. They want to send a message. They don't want to receive a message. And that's the problem. So I think that, you know, as we go forward, I still think social is an incredibly powerful trend as we look into 2014. And I think the people who are doing it well are succeeding. You know, if you look at the way that Google has integrated ratings and reviews into the search results, if you look at the way TripAdvisor works, if you look at the way Yelp works, those are all about listening. Those are all about giving customers a voice, and they've been hugely successful. Maybe not for brand marketers, but again, many brand marketers are saying, well, I don't want to hear what people have to say. They're saying, I want to, you know, tell them what I want to say. Yet so much of what's happening is focused on making sure that customers get a voice, that customers find what matters to them. You know, when you talk about mobile, it's really all about a situation. It's not about a device. It's about people connecting when they want to connect, wherever they are. Used to be you wanted to connect to somebody, you had to be home. You know, I used to tell a story for years about the time I called a friend of mine. This goes back to before mobile phones, which for those of you who didn't live in the age before mobile phones, this might be hard to realize occurred. But I called a buddy of mine, and I talked to him for quite a bit, and then we agreed I'd pick him up in a little while and we'd go somewhere. And I said, okay, so where are you now? And he started laughing, and he said, Tim, you called me on my phone, which of course was, you know, in those days, fastened to the wall of your home. So there really was no place he could be but his home. Today, that story seems ludicrous, because of course he could be anywhere. Of course the question, where are you, makes total sense. You know, Google and Apple with their iPhones and their Android phones are making tremendous connection with customers. One of the trends that I said was so big last year, or this year, and I think will continue to be big, is that the people who own the data own the customer. You know so much about them. Another huge trend this year that has really played out is this idea that content and context creates conversions. And we've seen that. We've seen that consistently. And if you look what Google's done with the new Hummingbird algorithm updates to search, they're really focusing on content. They're really focusing on saying, is this content the right content to answer a customer's question? And the brands that do a better job of that will rank better in the search engines. Because what's going to matter in terms of ranking is this content relevant to a customer in a specific context, right? It's not just the person sitting at their desktop computer. It could be the person who's sitting on their couch watching a TV show. It could be the person who's standing on a street corner using their mobile phone. It could be somebody who's deplaning at an airport and checking information as they get off the plane. It could be any number of contexts. Mobile is your little buddy, right? It's the little guy or little gal, depending on how you choose to gender your device, that you carry with you. And it's creating all this data and all this connection between people continually, no matter where they go. And so when you focus on how do you make social work for you, you first have to start by listening. You have to understand what your customers are using social for. And then think about, is my product, is my service, is my offering appropriate to participate in that conversation? And if the answer is yes, then by all means, do engage, right? But you have to take the time to understand, is this appropriate? And if it isn't, don't interrupt. Don't get in there, because you're just going to irritate your customers. You're just going to irritate people and make it about you when in fact people want it to be about them, right? We've used this joke for years in advertising and marketing that, you know, people don't want a drill, they want a hole. Well, people using their mobile device or people using their tablet or people on their desktop computer using Skype want to be able to talk to people who care about them. And if you don't care about your customers, you're going to fail at social every time. You need to think in terms of, what does my customer need at this point during this interaction that makes this work? And if you do that well, then you win. It's one of the reasons why search marketing works so well. You know what they need right at that moment because they just told you, right? When somebody does a search for hotel rooms in New York City tonight, it's a pretty safe bet what it is they actually need. If they do a search for hybrid SUV, you get a good sense of what it is they're looking for. If they do a search for Thai restaurant near here, you know what it is they need. And yet in social, we're not doing such a good job of it. Now, you could argue that Facebook and Twitter and all of the folks, you know, Google Plus, et cetera, need to do a better job of harvesting that information. And that's probably true. Facebook is making changes to its like button, probably to get better data to be able to say, these are things that people don't just like, but they legitimately care about at a specific, in a specific context and in a way that makes it valuable for advertisers. But it is unquestionable that marketing over time, by definition, is social. If you create something that people want to talk about, and I don't mean the marketing itself, I mean the product, I mean the service. If you create something that people want to talk about, that is a social experience, and it creates an opportunity for you to engage. But if you don't have a way to participate in the conversation in a meaningful way at a time when people care, you're better off not using it, because you're only going to piss off your customers. So as we go forward, I do expect that social platforms are going to get better at surfacing. Here are the people who are best able to communicate with you right now, who care about what you have to say right now. But the folks who are going to do the best with social and who are doing the best with social today are those who use it not to speak, but to listen. Well, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up for this week. As ever, I want to thank you for tuning in and remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast by going to timpeter.com/podcast and then clicking subscribe in any episode. You can subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or any of your favorite podcatchers by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud or Thinks Out Loud. Go ahead and subscribe there. And of course, as ever, you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. And I do encourage you to do so with any comments or questions or concerns or thoughts that you may have about this episode or about the podcast overall. I would love to hear from you. So with that, I hope you have a great rest of the week. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. And I'll look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud next time. Take care, everybody.